Hello, I am Hypnofish, and I will be hypnotizing you today. In this file, you will be transported to a fantasy world of magic and monsters. A world where you are a slave in a whorehouse, to be used for the pleasure of the brothel patrons. And in this version of the induction, you will be taken through your slave initiation by female characters instead of male. If this is what you want, then get relaxed into a comfortable position in a chair or bed and follow my instructions. Begin by closing your eyes and taking slow deep breaths in and out. Breathe in. Now breathe out. Very good. Now again, breathe in. And breathe out. And again, breathe in. And breathe out. In. And out. Very good. Now just breathe naturally. Listen to my words as you continue to relax. A story will unfold itself to you during your experience here. You won't just hear the story described, you will take part in it yourself. In a trance state, your mind is able to sense things that aren't truly there in the physical world. As an explanation, imagine you were to touch an icy cold surface with your hand. For your mind to know what your hand felt, a signal must first travel from your hand to your brain. Therefore, the brain is what truly sensed that icy cold surface. While under hypnosis, the brain is much more open to suggestion than normal. So open, that if it were told to sense something, you could experience as vividly as you would in the waking world. So, think of hypnosis as a method of bypassing the need to affect you in the physical world, and instead being able to affect your senses by directly communicating with your brain. Now, continue relaxing as we begin some visualization. Forget your physical body and imagine you have a mental body instead. Imagine the room you are in. Go into as much detail as possible. Think about the color of the walls, the shape of the furniture, the miscellaneous objects that might be lying about. Bring it all to the front of your mind. Paint a perfect picture of it. In your mind, reach out and touch the walls. What does it feel like? Imagine the textures gliding past your fingers. Feel it as vividly as you would in real, waking life. Now imagine yourself getting up and walking towards the kitchen. Open the fridge and then take out an apple. Feel the temperature. Feel how hard or soft it is in your hands. Bring it up to your face and breathe in, and imagine the smells firmly in your mind. Take a bite of the apple. Imagine the taste of it on your tongue as the juices fall down your chin. Very good. Now look over and notice a door. The door is slightly ajar. Through the crack, you see mostly darkness, but you can make out a faint, flickering glow. Something about that door draws you towards it. Your legs move on their own as you feel compelled to see what's on the other side. Your hand reaches out and pushes the door open. A downward staircase is revealed to you, barely illuminated by a row of soft burning candles along the wall. You can only see the first few steps in front of you, not knowing how far this staircase truly lasts. This staircase will take your mind down. You will hear the numbers from 5 to 1. And once you reach 1, your mind will be fully entranced. Begin taking your first steps down the stairs. 5. 1 foot after the other, stepping down the first couple of steps to begin your descent. The light of the room behind you fades away, as the dim candles become your only guide. 4. Feeling your body compelled to continue down the steps as your mind becomes hazy. You see the darkness forms an all-consuming fog below. 3. You feel it becoming harder to form conscious thoughts. It's as if your entire mind and body is being taken over, thoughtlessly walking down the stairs. 2. Your conscious mind turning off, and your body now moving automatically. Your unconscious mind is able to make out a door, creeping into your vision at the end of the staircase. 1. Fully asleep. Coming to a stop where the staircase ends in front of the door. Your mind is now completely out of your control. Unable to think or move for yourself. Only able to experience the world as it is described to you. Now, feel your hand reach out and push the door open. Light floods your vision as the scenery on the other side of the door is revealed to you. You see old, medieval buildings made of wood and stone, surrounded by the dense greenery of a heavy forest. Step out of the door and feel the breeze come in past your face. You hear the door close behind you, but when you turn your head back to look, it's suddenly gone. You look in all different directions, trying to make sense of your new surroundings. Coming around the corner of one of the buildings, you spot what seems to be a caravan of horses, wagons, and large figures cloaked in brown robes walking all together. The hoods of those robes are pulled up over their heads, and you can make out none of their features except for one of the cloaked creature's large glowing eyes. The eyes lock with yours, and something in that glare makes you feel vulnerable and helpless. The figure jogs towards you, leaving the slow-moving caravan behind them. You wonder if you should run, hide, or do anything at all to get away from them. But your legs feel like solid stone, and you just stand there, locked into those glowing eyes. The figure finally reaches you, and you see that they are over a head taller than you. The creature reaches out a furred hand from under their cloak. It's completely covered in dark black fur, like some sort of half-human, half-animal hybrid. The arm reaches up and grips you firmly around your neck, but not enough to hurt you. The creature uses its strong hand to turn your head right and left as it gazes upon your face. It seems to be inspecting you. Finally, you think you can make out a smile from the look in its eyes. The creature then opens up the front of their cloak, giving you a view of their formerly hidden body. What you see is an impressively toned, yet curvy female body, covered from head to toe in that thick, black fur. Her body seems to have wolf features, despite standing upright on two legs like a human. She was completely naked under that cloak, and you do your best not to sneak a look at her bare breasts. But that huge paw around your neck pulls your head straight into her warm cleavage, and you feel your body take a step towards her so that your entire body is pressed into hers. The smell is overpoweringly pleasant. It seems like the musk coming from the wolf has magical qualities. It's becoming harder and harder to think the more you're exposed to it. Your mind goes dizzy as your face is pressed into the soft fur of her firm breasts. The wolf closes her cloak around your body, trapping you in with her imposing body. She bear hugs you with one arm and grasps your head at the back with the other, pushing your face into her and smothering you in her musky fur. Your head is swimming in bliss. Right now, you don't think anything could smell as good as her arousing scent. Your brain melts, and you feel like you are falling further and further into the back of your mind. Your legs go weak, and you lose the ability to support your own weight, hanging limp in the wolf's grasp. She lets you drop to your knees underneath her robe, and you are suddenly face to face with her hot, musky wolf pussy. She presses your face firmly into her crotch. Your clenched eyes are being rubbed all over her pubic mound, while your nose and mouth are smothered in her sweltering depths. You reach up and try to push away from her legs with your arms, but you are too weak to withstand this beast. You just grasp the front of her thighs while her giant paw directs your head. Your mouth goes slack. Your tongue lolling out to the side. Your loose tongue and mouth are swirled all over her dripping pussy. You have an embarrassingly dumb, blank look on your face right now. You take solace in knowing no one can see you from under the robe. More and more you feel your brain deteriorating, your body and mind giving in to this wonderful musk. Your arms fall limp to your sides. You feel her grab the sides of your head in her two paws, and you feel yourself just hanging in her grasp. She presses your nose and mouth in firmly, airtight into her musky pussy. All sense of the outside world is completely gone. All you are aware of is your breathing and the heavy scent of the powerful wolf. Finally, your mind goes completely blank as you black out. Time passes while you are asleep. Your mind returns to you, waking up in an unfamiliar room. You can't move your arms or legs. You look down at your body and see that you are tied down on a chair, with your legs securely spread out in stirrups. You feel the cool air of the room on your naked cock and ass. A figure walks in the room, covered in a red robe, similar to the brown ones you saw earlier. But her head is uncovered, and you can see their wolf-like face covered in bright white fur. She is carrying a bag that is filled with all different colors and sizes of liquid-filled vials, potions, and syringes. She lays the bag down on a table to the side of you, and you find out for the first time that these creatures can speak when she says, "Oh, you are up now, I see." As I'm sure you've found out, monster musk is known to be very potent against humans, and enough exposure can knock you out for a while. Now, little human, it's time to start your new life as a whore. Then you see her pull out a vial filled with pink liquid. She puts on a pair of gloves and pours some of the liquid onto her hands, rubbing them together before reaching out towards you and rubbing along the naked skin on your chest. You let out a gasp at the touch of the cool liquid and ask the creature what she is doing. She says, "Preparing you for your new life at the brothel. Customers like their humans to be soft and hairless. Also, I think it smells quite nice." She rubs the cool pink liquid all over your body. Your face, arms, armpits, chest, legs. Everywhere except your scalp, eyebrows, and eyelashes. You feel her rub the concoction around your crotch, and it sends pleasurable tingles throughout your body and mind. She even rubs the liquid into the insides of your ass cheeks, making you feel embarrassed and exposed. When she is sure that your entire body has been coated in the liquid, she steps away and pulls a lever on the wall. You see the ceiling above you open up, and water comes crashing down past your entire body and into a grate on the floor. She releases the lever, the ceiling closes, and the water ceases to flow. You blink the water out of your eyes and glimpse down your body to see yourself completely smooth, not a single strand of hair remaining. It makes you feel a little sexy, but much more vulnerable. You try to close your legs to hide your smooth cock and balls from the creature. You hear her say, "Now, now, we're not done yet. Next step is to clean you out." She disposes of her gloves, and then takes out a comically large syringe, with a clear nozzle where the needle would be, and dips that nozzle into a large bottle of clear, bubbling liquid. She exclaims, "This will dissolve anything in your intestines, leaving you clean and hollow for our well-paying patrons. But don't worry, it won't hurt you at all. And as a nice side effect, it will make your ass create natural lubrication, providing easy access for any of our customers." She sticks out her tongue and drips a string of spit down onto the head of the nozzle. She uses her saliva to lube up the head, and then brings the syringe over to your smooth ass, and lines the nozzle up with your clenched asshole. You try to resist, but the syringe slips and effortlessly past your tight ring. "Just try to relax," she tells you, as she slowly pushes down on the plunger. All you can do is lay there helpless, as you feel the liquid rushing into you. You feel the fizzy bubbles tickling your insides. The potion filling you more and more, clearing you out. You see your stomach expand slightly as she fills you with the last of the liquid in the syringe. It feels humiliating, but a little pleasurable as well. The wolf removes the nozzle from your ass, and you immediately try to squirt the liquid out. She reacts by quickly plugging up your ass with two of her fingers, pressing all the way up to her palm. "No, no," she says. "Hold it in until I tell you." Your belly strains to keep the liquid in. The wolf gently rubs your rounded tummy with her paw. The other paw keeping your ass plugged, her fingers playfully wiggling inside you. Eventually, she decides it's been long enough, and she removes her fingers from your ass. "Time to release," she tells you. She pushes down on your belly as you begin squirting the liquid out of your ass. It comes out completely clear, doing its job perfectly. Despite the humiliating procedure, it feels nice to be this clean inside. You even feel a little lighter. The wolf says, "Good human, now only one more step to go. The last step is important to ensure you understand your place as a slave. You are here for the customer's pleasure, not your own. So you won't be needing any length down there." The wolf takes out what looks like a small pet's carrying case. She opens up its door and pulls out a lewd mass of tentacled flesh. It has a mouth that makes it look like a sex toy. Some kind of onhole or fleshlight that's been corrupted into a cock-hungry monster. You hear her say, "Some living onholes are hungry for cum, and will attach itself to a host till it's drained them dry. But this one is special. Instead of cum, this one will drain inches from your cock." Then the wolf brings the living sex toy over to your cock, and you try to shift your hips away, but you are firmly held in the chair's bindings. She lays the toy's mouth onto the tip of your cock, lets go, and just steps away from the chair. The living sex toy takes a few tentative suckles on the tip of your cock. It confirms that it is, in fact, tasting a penis, and then reaches out its tentacles to wrap around your entire lower waist and ass, entangling itself over your crotch. It sinks its hole all the way down your cock. It feels so wet and lewd, you can't help but let out moans of pleasure. The living onahole sucks on you with incredible force. Even your balls end up getting sucked into the hungry hole along with your cock. You feel the fleshy prison constricting around your sex. The energy draining away from your captive cock and balls. The living sex toy is sucking all of your length away. The wolf just watching it happen from a few steps away. You feel the pleasure and humiliation shooting all the way up to your brain. You even feel some of the tentacles worming its way into your ass, as a handle for the creature to pull itself more firmly onto your pubic mound. It's making you feel weak and helpless. Legs spread, unable to prevent the creature from draining you. Eventually, the wolf decides it's been long enough and splashes a vial of green liquid onto the creature attached to you from the crotch. You feel the onahole slacken its grasp on you, the tentacles retreating from your ass, its mouth spitting out your balls and slipping up and off of your shaft. The wolf grabs the sex toy and lifts it off of your crotch. You look down and see that your cock has become a tiny cocklet, and your balls look like a small pouch containing two marbles. You feel humiliating shivers run up your spine as the wolf examines your crotch, lifting it up and down, poking and prodding it. She smiles and says, "Perfect, you took to it really well. I'd say your cock was always meant to be this size." She tosses the sex toy back into its cage. Then she lowers and tilts your bondage chair backwards until your head is hanging back. "Now we will just put you to sleep until your first customer is ready." She walks over to you and puts one leg to each side of your head. You feel the warmth of her hot pussy press into your forehead. You can smell the musk from here, and you know what she plans to do. She reaches down and spreads her pussy lips. Then she tilts her hips forward, until your nose and mouth are completely engulfed in her musky sex. You try to turn your head, but she locks her thighs in on the sides of your cheeks, keeping you facing upwards. You remember the last time you went under from wolf musk and feel the cycle repeating itself. The only hot breaths of air you get are filtered through her dripping cunt. The sweltering heat is making you sweat. You squirm helplessly in your bindings. The wolf pheromones assaulting your brain. You are feeling dizzy and disoriented. You lose sense of your limbs, and you lay slack in your bindings. Your entire world is the wolf's steamy pussy pheromones. Eventually, time loses all meaning as you black out. Your mind is drifting in a sleepy haze. You don't know how much time has passed. You feel the soft sheets of a whorehouse bed beneath your naked skin. The creaky opening of a door perks your ears. Your eyes crack open as you peek towards the noise. Into the room enters a huge, busty Amazon of a minotaur, walking on two hoofed feet. She has to duck to make it under the doorway. Her face is cow-like, with cute horns poking out from the top of her head. She is naked, and you can see much of her skin is covered by short brown fur. But her breasts all the way down to her moist pussy is made up of smooth white skin. Your eyes are drawn to those impressive boobs. Swollen and full of milk, they'd make even the most pregnant of would-be moms jealous. You sit up, and your eyes meet hers. The minotaur speaks. What a cute little human you are. Why don't you come over here to mommy? You stay in place and let this minotaur know that she isn't your mother. The look on her face says she didn't like that answer. She says, "Oh, you'll be calling me mommy before long." The minotaur approaches you instead and pushes you firmly back onto the bed. She bends down over your lying body so that your head is aligned with one of her giant breasts. She positions the nipple at your mouth and lets her soft breast down onto your face. The weight of even a single breast is remarkable. Her soft boob flesh envelops your face. But you are defiant, not wanting to just do what you are commanded. You hear her say, "Minotaur milk is very powerful. Anyone who drinks it falls under a spell. Their mind will regress to that of a weak little child, dependent on the giver of the milk for some time. So go on, drink, and become my little one." You keep your mouth stubbornly shut and try in vain to push her off of you. She says, "Disappointing, but I think I know how to convince you." The minotaur effortlessly picks you up and sits down on the edge of the bed. She holds you face down across her lap. Before you can even attempt to struggle, you feel a heavy spank to your ass. You let out a yelp and feel her hand come down with another spank. Again and again, those heavy slaps assault your ass as the minotaur says, "Such a bad boy. Not drinking his mommy's milk. This should change your thinking." Your poor ass feels raw by the time the spankings stop. The minotaur picks you up into her arms and cradles you with your head against her teat. "Now take your feeding like a good boy," she tells you, shoving her nipple into your mouth. You don't want any more of her spankings, so this time you oblige. Your mouth forms a ring around that nipple, and you take an experimental suck. The milk that hits your tongue tastes like the most delicious cream ever. The taste is so rich and inviting, You can't help but take stronger and stronger sucks onto her nipple. There you go, suckle for me like a little baby. Each swallow sends a milky wave of pleasure and hypnotic control to your brain. You feel your limbs growing weaker and your head becoming clouded. You are losing yourself, forgetting about your old life and your old memories. Each suck melting your mind, turning you into a little boy for your mommy. Nothing else matters in the world, only mommy's nipple, only her milk and her love. Your eyes gaze upwards towards hers, and you see her lovingly smile down at you. She gently rubs over your sore ass, making it feel so warm and relieved. You give yourself to her control, becoming completely dependent on her, falling deeply in love with your mommy. You don't know how long you've been suckling when you feel her take your head and pull you away from her breast. Your mouth makes an audible pop as it leaves her nipple. She wipes off a trail of milk dribbling down your chin as she looks deeply into your glazed eyes. You hear her say, "Now there's my little boy." She gazes over the rest of your cradled body. When she looks back into your eyes, you see that she is now brandishing a slightly devious smile you haven't seen before. She says, "Now, how about we see what my baby boy is working with?" You tilt your head, confused, not knowing what your mommy could be talking about. She lays you down on your back at the edge of the bed with your legs hanging off the end. She kneels, grabs a leg in each hand, under the knee, and spreads your legs wide as she kneels between them. Your hands cover your limp cock in shame. The Minotaur says, "No hands, sweetie. Mommy needs to see your penis." Your hands tremble as they slowly retreat from your privates. With your legs spread wide, your mommy has a full view of your nethers. Her eyes light up with a new, intensely lewd shine. She says, "Oh my gosh, it's so cute and tiny. I just want to gobble it up." She looks into your eyes and makes a point to slowly open her mouth wide. She lets you see the wet, hot confines of her mouth, saliva strands sticking from roof to tongue, and that cow tongue drooping out, down over her lip. And then in one swift motion, she engulfs your entire cock and balls in her mouth. Foreign waves of pleasure shoot through your body. Your childlike mind has never experienced these feelings before. Your mommy's hot mouth makes a tight seal around the base of your privates. She sucks your package hard into her mouth. It feels as if the suction could make it pop off of your groin. Your boy cock hardens from the treatment to your mommy's delight. The Minotaur lets your balls drop from her mouth and keeps a tight seal around your tiny cocklet. She begins bobbing her head up and down on your cock. That wet mouth making a lewd blowjob face around your little stiffy. These alien waves of pleasure you never knew could emanate from your private parts are overwhelming you. The Minotaur grabs your ass from below and raises up your lower body as if to pull you into her mouth even further. Your cock and ass completely vulnerable to her advances. Your mommy takes your cock all the way in her mouth as she lets her tongue droop down out of her mouth. She laps over your balls with her broad cow tongue, and then lets her tongue drift down even further to your puckered hole. That tongue poking and prodding your hole, all while still suckling on your cock, making you feel even more new kinds of pleasure. Just when it feels like your pleasure can't grow any further, you think you feel some substance leave the tip of your cock. Your mommy's eyes widen and she gulps down the liquid. She pulls off your cock with a slurp and says, "Aw, my little baby is premature. But don't worry, little virgin boys like you can keep going, I know." She gives your penis a kiss and gets up from her kneeling position. You watch her as she moves up onto the bed and lays down on her side. She pats her ass and says, "Come and put your penis between mommy's legs. She has a special wet spot between here that will make your penis feel just as good as her mouth." You see, it's true, as there is practically a sticky waterfall dripping down the side of her thigh. Those massive, closed thighs concealing whatever is within. You crawl over and kneel at her ass, where she lays on her side. You line your cock up at her thighs at the source of the wetness and plunge forward as far as your hips can go. The Minotaur says, "Oh, your baby cock can't quite reach mommy's pussy. You'll have to make do with humping away at my thighs." And so, you begin your hump session, frantically smacking away at those huge thighs, your cock gliding between them, looped by her dripping pussy juices, making your little cock feel so good. Your mommy letting you hump away at her, smacking your hips against her ass cheeks, wishing you could penetrate all the way to the source of the wetness, bringing your head down and kissing her body. Her skin smells so good, so flowery and feminine, but with the primal, arousing scent of sweat mixed in. She raises her arm up over her head, airing out the sweet pheromone-laden scent of her underarm. You bring your head up towards that sweet-smelling spot. You breathe deeply at the source of her pheromones. The intensely arousing fragrance of your mommy invading your mind. You nuzzle as you continue thrusting. She says, "My baby boy wants to ingrain the scent of his mommy into his brain? How cute. Breathe deeply then." You obey your mommy, becoming completely familiar with her arousing aura, inhaling her intoxicating aroma. letting your head drift over to her side boob, lapping mindlessly at the glistening sweat, pressing your face into that soft, pillowy breast. As you continue humping away, your cock sandwiched between those soft thighs, trapped in the confines of her thick-ass cheeks. Eventually, you feel that familiar feeling, the pleasure welling up from deep inside of you. And before you can even think to control yourself, you feel your little cock spurting away in her thighs. Ah, another one, you hear her say as she stifles a giggle. Your body feels exhausted. You lay motionless on top of your mommy with your cock stewing in the sticky prison of her thighs. You hear her say, "It's so cute watching my baby hump away at me like that, even if your cock wasn't big enough to make it past my legs. But for your final spurt, mommy will help you come into her pussy." With that, she pushes you off of her ass, and you fall backward, onto the bed. The Minotaurus clambers over to you on her hands and knees. She is between your legs where you lay on your back. You feel her take both of your legs at the knees and push them upwards until they are pressed to your chest. She positions herself over where your lower body is now sticking out, and lets you have a good look at her femcum-drenched pussy. She says, "See how wet you've made, mommy? Sweetie, now I'm going to swallow your cock with my pussy hole. Just lay still and let mommy take you." Just seeing that hot, wet hole fills you with pleasure. You think you can even see musky clouds of steam coming from it. Your cock is already twitching, and your balls are tightening up, preparing for release. She is in position to take you just like an Amazon would. With your body pinned and helpless, while she will have full control over the spot where your sexes will connect. You see that soaked cow pussy slowly descending towards your twitching cock. Your face scrunches as your penis twitches faster and faster, close to squirting out your love juice. You are tightening your muscles, trying to hold your cum in. And then, in one swift motion, her cunt engulfs your cock completely. Your cock can't take it, and it begins spurting immediately, coating your mommy's warm pussy walls, spilling out on your own crotch. You hear her say, "Oh, my big cow pussy was too much for your little cock to handle. Well, mommy didn't come yet, so you will just have to hang in there for me." Then, she begins moving her hips up and down on your cock. You feel the immense weight of her ass pounding down onto you with each squat. Your sensitive cock being assaulted by even more pleasure. That giant pussy completely drenching your lower half as her juices mixed with your cum spread all over your crotch. She has a concentrated look on her face now, focusing on using your cock to stimulate her sex. It is overloading your cock, the sensations becoming too much for you. You reach up and uselessly attempt to grasp at her, desperately trying to take some kind of control of the situation. But she grabs your hands at the wrists and pins them above your head onto the bed. You have no way to stop her. All you can do is get your crotch pounded by her heavy ass as you lay there and take it. You see that cow tongue lolling out of her mouth as her face begins to contort in pleasure. She lets out a lusty moo up of your head. Then she brings her face down to meet your own. Your lips stuck open in pleasure, her tongue easily invades your mouth. She kisses you deeply and passionately, that huge cow tongue exploring every crevice of your mouth and throat. As she continues to thrust her hips down onto you, pleasuring herself as she extracts your own pleasure from your cock. Continuing her pounding, she withdraws her tongue from your mouth and shifts her upper body forwards until you are presented with those enormous cow tits. She lowers her breasts onto your face until she has captured you deep between her cleavage. Those heavy breasts locking you in. Her pheromone-laden scent invading your nose. You turn your head to the left or right, but are only met with her pillowy boob flesh. Every breath you take is filtered through her lusty skin. The smell of your mommy's sweaty boobs invading your mind. You feel your cock beginning to twitch inside her giant pussy. The pleasurable climb of orgasm occurring once again. Taking gasping breaths between her tits as you try to meet her downward squats with your own upward thrusts. Your mommy is reaching her own orgasm as you feel her pussy begin to rhythmically contract. The clenching around your cock is too much, and you feel like you are about to spurt. Your mommy takes a final slam down onto your cock, pressing you firmly into the bed as your engulfed cock is beset by her orgasmic contractions. It pushes you over the edge, you come hard, shooting all of your remaining sperm up into your mommy's hungry cow pussy. Your balls are now completely drained, having offered up all of their contents up to your minotaur mommy. She just rests her body on top of yours, keeping your face sandwiched between her breasts. Your own body experiencing shaking aftershocks of pleasure. As your lungs continue to take in your mommy's relaxing pheromones, the minotaur withdraws her pussy from your spent cock and wraps her arms around you, picking you up off the bed. She holds you lovingly against her breasts, rocking your exhausted body gently back and forth. Your mind begins to fade as you hear her voice speaking out from above you say, "Such a good boy. You did so good for mommy. Just rest now, as mommy rocks you to sleep." And you do, letting your body go limp as you breathe in the relaxing scent of her breasts. Feeling the gentle rocking motion as your mind goes blank. You begin losing sense of your surroundings. Everything is disappearing in a delirious swirl. your breath slowing and your brain going numb. Your body relaxes and you sleep. Your mind is drifting as you sleep, feeling completely used, warm and fulfilled, resting your mind while your body recovers. Your muscles, your mind, everything feeling completely drained. And your body relaxing as you feel reassuring pulses of muted pleasure still lingering within your system. Soon, I will be taking you out of your mind's body. And when you awaken, you will feel refreshed and alert, ready to continue your life in your conscious, waking body. I will count from 1 to 10. And as I count, each number will slowly bring your mind back into consciousness. 1. Your body and mind still asleep, but beginning the process of waking up. 2. Feeling your consciousness sitting dormant, deep inside your mind's body. 3. Your mind preparing to leave this hypnotic body behind. 4. Feeling your mind floating upwards, out of this hypnotic world. 5. Your consciousness landing softly into place in your waking body. 6. Slowly becoming aware of your waking body's senses. 7. Feeling light twitches in your muscles. 8. Conscious thought returning to your mind. 9. Feeling the ability to move around your waking body. And 10. Wide awake.